An investigation was launched this week in Ottumwa after three dogs were left in a hot vehicle last weekend. It was during a dog show in that city. We're joined now by Scott Wilson, Animal Welfare Intervention Coordinator with the Animal Rescue League of Iowa. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Hi. Very sad, of course, always to hear about these types of deaths. What are the circumstances as you understand them?
Well, a lot of information isn't available yet because the Ottumwa police are still investigating. But it sounds like at some point on Saturday, four dogs were placed in a vehicle. It's believed the vehicle may have been running with the air conditioning on at the time the dogs were placed in the vehicle. Sometime while the dogs were in the vehicle, it looks like there was a mechanical failure and the air conditioning stopped working. And when someone actually noticed that that had happened, two dogs had already died. One dog was still alive and transported to the vet, but died at the veterinarian office, and then one dog survived the incident.
Mm-hmm. And the person looking after the dogs, the person's vehicle, this was someone connected with the dog show?
Apparently, it sounds as if it was a handler who had been hired by the dog's owners to actually show the dogs.
Mm. Okay, so we'll wait for the outcome of that investigation. I saw potential charges here. Animal cruelty, neglect, is that what would be coming into question?
Potentially it could be animal abuse, since the person responsible for this actually didn't own the dogs.
Okay, and the penalty for such crime, do you know offhand?
I believe it's up to a year in jail and up to I'm not sure about the fine exact without looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Give us some basics when we hear about this. A lot of people leave their dogs in their car. They run in for an appointment, to shop. Perhaps they're delayed more than they thought they would be. And during these months, it can get superheated in a car in the sunshine, can't it?
Absolutely. The Animal Rescue League, Animal Control, during the summer, we respond to, on an average, several calls a week of dogs being left in cars by people who go to the grocery store and think they're only going to be gone for a couple of minutes. And there are charts out there online that will show you that on an 80-degree day, within 10 minutes of a dog being in a car, the temperature is up to 99 degrees. And within 30 minutes, it's up to 114 degrees. And this just gets progressively worse. It was near 100 in Ottumwa when this incident occurred. At 95 degrees, the temperature in a car gets to 114 in 10 minutes and 129 degrees in 30 minutes. And that's more than enough to kill a dog that doesn't have any ventilation, any shade, any water.
And does it matter if you leave that inch crack in the windows?
It really doesn't. Cars act like greenhouses, so even a small crack is not going to impact the interior temperature that much.
Mm-hmm. Is there any time? What tips do you have if you have to leave your dog in the car? Would you ever recommend that that's possible under certain conditions?
Honestly, I don't. I mean, even if it's not the temperature, there are other things a dog can do. A dog can actually accidentally knock a gear shifter from park to neutral, jumping around the car. Other things can happen. The best bet is don't take your dog with you if you're going to have to leave it in the car, and definitely not if the temperature is going to be above 70 degrees or it's really bright and sunny. Just leave your dog at home.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you quickly before we have to go about another investigation. 85 chickens and roosters from a property on the east side of Des Moines were seized by the Animal Rescue League of Iowa, your organization, and the Des Moines Police Department this week. This is the fourth large-scale rescue of the Animal Rescue League that has assisted authorities so far this year. So this is an illegal animal fighting case. Tell us about it quickly.
Well, cockfighting and dogfighting, you don't hear much about it because it's a very underground activity, but it is alive and well in Iowa. It's just a matter of catching them, developing the information. The Des Moines Police Department and the Animal Rescue League worked very closely together to develop this case, and we were just fortunate to get enough information for the police department to pursue charges on it.
Mm-hmm. How is this communicated? Of course, is it through social media that the people in the know when these animal fights will be and can attend them? I'm just curious here.
Normally, it's a very closed circuit, so the only people who are going to be invited to a dog or cock fight are going to be people who know the participants or are known by the participants personally. the days of, you know, hearing about them on chat boards and such are pretty well gone. It's gone to direct communication or just word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. Back to the first story that we mentioned, you know, dogs more broadly, not just left in cars, but we have to watch out when we just take them out for walks, don't we, certain breeds?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, any dog, concrete heats up very quickly, and if you're out walking your dog, I have seen several cases of dogs with burns that have actually peeled the paw pads off from being on concrete for too long. I mean, if you want an example, wait until a warm day, go out and walk around on your driveway in your bare feet and just see how hot it gets.
Right.
It's a lot of quick damage. Dogs with longer hair need a lot more grooming this time of year because mats in the fur coat will trap heat next to the body and cause sores to start developing underneath the fur. Mm-hmm. And short-haired dogs are subject to sunburn, so they need a source of shade so they can actually get out of the direct light of the sun.
So we should not use ourselves as a yardstick, is what I hear you're saying, Scott, is just because we're out and we're comfortable with whatever heat, it doesn't mean our dogs are safe.
No. Dogs, cats are a lot more sensitive to temperature than humans are. You know, we have the ability to put on clothes, take off clothes, put on sunscreen. Our pets have no protection in this except for what we give them.
Mm-hmm. Tragic story of the dogs left that died in the vehicle in Ottumwa. What should you do if you come across a vehicle in a parking lot or somewhere and you see a dog in there? What action can you take? Should you take?
You should immediately contact the authorities. Iowa law does not recognize a citizen's right to break into a vehicle to rescue an animal. Only law enforcement or animal control can actually do that. So you do put yourself in a position of some legal liability if you take it upon yourself to rescue the animal. Plus, you don't know if that dog in the car is aggressive or not. And if you break open the window, you could get yourself into a lot of trouble doing that just with the dog. So first thing, don't think someone else is going to call the authorities about the dog. If you see a dog, you're concerned about a cat in the car, you're concerned about, call the local authorities and report it to them. Get a description of the vehicle, the license plate, a description of the dog. If the owner comes out, I wouldn't recommend engaging them. Just report all the information to local law enforcement.
Okay, so you don't have to engage because that would be, yeah, definitely another worry that you would have. You would have not only a dog suffering, cat suffering, something in the, but also a very angry pet owner there coming out asking it, you. So just collect the information, maybe even step away from the vehicle if you want to stay there and watch, you know, watch what happens and how the authorities respond.
Absolutely, but don't ever hesitate to call the authorities on this sort of thing. I've heard a lot of people give me the story that, well, I thought someone else would call about the dog in the car, and then we take a dog that's just severely heat distressed who wouldn't have been in as bad a condition if someone had called 5 minutes earlier.
Okay, good tips. Thank you so much, Scott Wilson, Animal Welfare Intervention Coordinator with the Animal Rescue League of Iowa. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Ben. You have a good day.
You too.